This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a resolution that will authorize lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas. House Democrats say the subpoenas are meant to aid the congressional investigation of Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. House Republicans say the investigation is meant to distract from issues such as the immigration crisis at the United States' southern border. Talk show host Jon Stewart appeared in Congress Tuesday with first responders from the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center to tell lawmakers why they need to reauthorize the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, which is facing depletion after less than two decades. When only five members of Congress attended the hearing, Stewart unleashed some emotional and blistering remarks.
And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one.
Stewart said the poorly attended session was symbolic of how hard it is to get health care and benefits for 9/11 responders.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Several of the absent members said they were monitoring the hearing while attending to other business. Authorities in Mali are urging rival ethnic groups to show restraint after at least 95 people were killed when armed men attacked a village in central Mali overnight on Monday. A government spokesman said at least 19 other people are missing. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has put on hold his plan to begin imposing tariffs on Mexico over the flow of Central American migrants at the southern border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump has been trumpeting the deal on Twitter, saying Mexico has pledged to take strong measures to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The State Department says those measures include expanding a program that sends back asylum seekers who cross the border to Mexico while their claims are under review, and the deployment of Mexico's National Guard along its southern border with Guatemala. President Trump says that will include some 6,000 Mexican troops. The State Department adds Mexico is also taking what it calls decisive action to dismantle human smuggling and trafficking organizations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Major League Baseball player David Ortiz is back in the northeastern U.S. city of Boston for medical care as of Monday night. He was moved to Boston a day after authorities found the former Red Sox player was shot while at a bar in the Dominican Republic. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports Ortiz suffered some serious injuries.
It was just one bullet, but it apparently did a lot of damage. Reports from the Dominican capital say that David Ortiz underwent 6 hours of surgery to remove his gallbladder and parts of his intestine. Doctors have also reported that he suffered damage to his liver.
That was the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting. The Red Sox offered all available resources to Ortiz and sent an air ambulance to bring him back to Boston. Russia's interior minister says investigative journalist Ivan Golunov has been freed from house arrest. He says authorities are now conducting an internal probe into his detention. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on this case that has caused anger in Moscow.
In a surprising turnaround, a police chief has dropped all charges against Ivan Golunov, a prominent investigative reporter whose detention has sparked public outrage and has promised to go after the police officers who tried to frame the journalist as a drug dealer. The interior minister says police found no proof of his part in a crime. Golunov, who works for the independent website Medusa, has been facing charges that could have put him in prison for up to 20 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Golunov was arrested earlier this month, accused of attempting to sell a large amount of illegal drugs. And the Vatican is rejecting the idea that people can choose or change their own gender, saying it poses a threat to traditional families. The church's Catholic Education Department announced that in a new teaching document released on Monday. The paper immediately drew condemnation from LGBT Catholics. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. R&B, pop, hip-hop.